Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the University of Hertfordshire. My name's Quinton McKellar, and I'm the Vice-Chancellor here, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome you all to this meeting of the East of England Engineering Science and Technology Association. And can I begin by saying what a marvellous topic you've chosen for your meeting, Engineering the Olympics. It's clearly a topic which is not only extremely relevant to you as engineers, but also to us as a university. And if I can give you just a very brief potted history, this university, for this university, engineering has both historical and contemporary importance. We were founded as a university by Hertfordshire County Council in 1952, but it was on land donated by Alan Samuel Butler, who was the chairman of the de Havilland Aircraft Company. And indeed, he gave the land, and the Hertfordshire County Council established the technical college to support the de Havilland training of engineers and, of course, of technicians. And the university had a great initial reputation in aeronautical engineering, and it is one of its historical strengths. Of course, de Havilland was subsequently taken over by Hawker Siddeley and British Aerospace, but that tradition of engineering remained. And indeed, the university now has strength across all the engineering disciplines. We've had continuous accreditation with the authorising authorities for 25 years at the university, and we've been awarding degrees in engineering now for 40 years at this university. But of course, the Olympics too have great resonance for us. They're both clearly of national and regional importance, and I personally believe that sport makes an extraordinary contribution to individuals' health, well-being and happiness. And at the University of Hertfordshire, as some of you, I'm sure, will know, we have a very extensive sports village. And here our students, staff, and indeed those from the local community who wish to engage are able to do so at a recreational level in sport of all sorts, also at a club level, and indeed, perhaps less well known, at a professional level. We have some 19 of Saracen's young people who are registered, young athletes who are registered on courses with the university. Of course, again, many of you may not be aware, but the Arsenal Ladies Football Club have some 7 players who are students at the university. And indeed, Mavericks, which is the professional netball team, play in our sports village, and they won the National League last year. But that marriage of engineering and sport within the Olympics has created, I think, and will create next year, immense national pride and prestige for the United Kingdom. The engineering feats, some of you, I'm sure, have been down to Broxbourne to see the whitewater canoeing facility which has been developed there. Absolutely outstanding. And no one can have been to Olympic Park without being absolutely overawed by the beauty of the velodrome. It is truly, I think, outstanding. And that beauty and functionality will stand the United Kingdom in good stead, not only next year when we are, if you like, the focus of the world, but indeed in terms of the legacy which the Olympics will leave for the United Kingdom and the importance that that will have for the economy of the country. So I'm delighted to welcome you here and to open your meeting. I have been told that I've got to warn you that if there is a fire, you have to leave by both the exits down below and those at the top. And I think there will be some information displayed to ensure your safe transit through the university while you're here. But it's my pleasure now to hand over to your chairman, John Armitt, who is also the chairman of the Olympic Development Authority. John.